Now, in its 40th year, Aspen Gay Ski Week serves as an annual burst of LGBT pride on the ski slopes. It's a time of celebration, dress-up, and camaraderie. It's a symbol of solidarity that, as I found out, is needed now as much as it ever was. Earlier this week, I stopped through one after-hours event, Drag Queen Bingo at Michola Restaurant. It's too crowded. People are being turned away. The game starts, and Harmony, the 6'4" sequin-clad master of ceremonies, explains that the board pattern will resemble a part of the male anatomy. 4 decades ago, a group of California buddies decided to make it a ritual to have a ski week in Aspen. It was gay from the beginning, but not billed as such. Back then, the celebrations were on the down low, mostly just dance parties in private homes. Now, the resort welcomes with open arms and rainbow flags all of the participants, who fill local restaurants, hotels, shops, and most notoriously, the Aspen Rec Center pool. John Bush hasn't missed a single year of Aspen Gay Ski Week. Openly gay in 1970s Aspen, he helped launch the Ski Week as an official event.
Always, even in the early days of Gay Ski Week, when it was just 100 people coming, we locals all were more out there and out and proud. You know, we were the hosts.
Those hundreds of attendees have now grown to 3,000. There are gay ski weeks organized at other resorts, but Aspen's is the only charitable event. Local nonprofit Aspen Out puts on the week's revelries, and the money raised is donated to national causes as well as to support local gay-straight alliances at Roaring Fork Valley High School. Aspen Skiing Company's Limelight Lounge serves as the opera headquarters throughout the week. Among the shoulder-to-shoulder dancing crowd, I found 30-year attendee Tyler Swetman. Since the event's inception, major steps toward equality have occurred. Most recently, the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell and legalized gay marriage. But Swetman says progress is a slippery slope.
Will this new president throw us back 20, 30 years? It's always, you know, two steps forward, one step back.
Today, Donald Trump and Mike Pence are sworn in as the country's top executives. For better or worse, says Swetman, Aspen's Gay Ski Week might need to become more politically active under the new administration. Founder John Bush agrees. He says in order to ensure that 40 years from now, gay men and women will still be able to hedge their bets at Drag Queen Bingo, today's LGBT community needs to hold their ground.
And you could almost say the genie will not be put back in the bottle, but it could be if we retreat.
Far from retreating, the party goes on this weekend in Aspen. This afternoon, there's a grand costume contest slash ski race down Aspen Mountain. Tonight, comedian Jane Lynch performs at the Belly Up, and there is a dance party at the Sun Deck. Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.